So we start on the karate chop point. I'm using the fingers of my right hand, tapping on that space on my left hand. Even though I'm afraid to shine.
Even though I'm afraid to shine.
I deeply and completely accept myself anyway.
I deeply and completely accept myself anyway.
Even though I'm afraid to shine.
Even though I'm afraid to shine.
It kind of scares me.
It kind of scares me.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
Even though I'm afraid to shine.
Even though I'm afraid to shine.
And it kind of surprises me.
Now it kind of surprises me.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
Great. Then we tap on specific points on the face and the body, and when we're there, we're just naming the problem to make sure the file is still open. And while the file is open, we're accessing the acupuncture treatment points and moving and changing and metabolizing energy, which is in the form, in this case, of thoughts and feelings. So the first point is called your eyebrow point. It's above your nose at the beginning of the hair of your eyebrow, left eyebrow or right eyebrow. Don't go all the way up into your forehead. Don't do your third eye. It's not there. The beginning of the eyebrow. So I tap with two fingers. It's the easiest. We know we're covering the point. So you just tap there lightly at the beginning of one of your eyebrows, and we name the target that we chose. I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
Good. The next point, you go around your eye. It's the outside corner of your eye. Now, don't go all the way back into your temple or your hairline. Right on the corner there. I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
The next point is under your eye. They're all on bones, right there under your eye, above your cheek. It's right on that little bone under your eye. And you can do it really lightly. I have this fear of shining.
I have this fear of shining.
The next point is on your upper lip below your nose. We actually call it the nose point. So right on your upper lip, right in the center there, very important acupuncture point. I have this fear of shining.
I have this fear of shining.
The next point is called your chin point. It's above your chin and below your lower lip, so it's right in the crease there. I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
No wonder I sabotage myself.
No wonder I sabotage myself.
The next point is called your collarbone point. Those of you who know anything about acupuncture, it's called K27. The easiest way to get there, put your hand in an outstretched palm and tap where the knot of a man's tie would lie, right there below your neck, right in that place. And if you do that, I promise you, you're tapping on both sides of the collarbone, of these collarbone points. So tap right there, and we say it again, I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
No wonder I don't get out there.
No wonder I don't get out there.
The next point is under your arm, left side or right side. Most of these points correspond on both sides of the body. It's about 4 inches below your armpit on the side in your ribs. Again, either side of your body, because I'm right-handed, I tend to take my right fingers and cross over under my left arm. So you tap right there. Might be tender for you. Some of the points will be tender. Some won't. You won't feel much, and that's fine. I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
No wonder I don't get out there.
No wonder I don't get out there.
Then the last point we tap on, the top of the head, you tap around in a little circle. It's an incredibly important acupuncture place up there. It's a meeting place of many points. Tap around in a little circle on the top of your head. I have this fear of shining.
I have this fear of shining.
And I didn't know how bad it was.
And I didn't know how bad it was.
But I'm okay anyway.
But I'm okay anyway.
Good. Take a deep breath to keep the energy moving. Now, that's the most simple version of the tapping, except I started to add new language. The simplest version is, I'm afraid to shine, I'm afraid to shine, I'm afraid to shine. You just tap on the points and repeat yourself. I just get too bored with that because I've been doing it for too long, so I add things in. And add things that make sense. No wonder I'm sabotaging. It's good to say that out loud. Oh, aha. I'm afraid to shine. No wonder I'm getting in my own way. So we take a deep breath, and then we go back to the same target. Don't pick a new target. Our choice was I'm afraid to shine. So, Amy, you go back and say out loud to test it, I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
And remember, you had an image of something, a four.
Yep, I'm right in that image of me being on stage. It's okay, like kind of the next level, you know. And it's I could feel it as we, even during the setup phrase, I could, you know, when I felt it lowering, and then as we were tapping, it just was going down the whole time.
Okay.
So it went all the way, it went all the way down to a four, which is half of what it was just 5 minutes ago.
And why is that important? Because vibrationally, if you go down 50% in your fear, your behavior has to follow. And what people are doing is they keep trying to change their behavior, and their energy isn't with them because they're not congruent. What we're doing is going for the energy first. I promise you, your behavior follows. Let's do one more quick one to follow up. Go back to the karate chop point, everyone. And we acknowledge the truth. I'm still afraid. I still have some of this fear. Okay? Karate chop. Even though I still feel afraid to shine.
Even though I still feel afraid to shine.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
Even though I learned somewhere that it's scary to shine.
Even though I learned somewhere that it's scary to shine, and I know exactly where.
Okay. I accept my feelings right now.
I accept my feelings right now.
Even though I remember where I learned that it was unsafe to shine.
Even though I remember where I learned that it was unsafe to shine.
I totally accept my feelings about this.
I totally accept my feelings about this.
Great. Then we tap on the eyebrow again. I'm still afraid to shine.
I'm still afraid to shine.
Side of the eye. Is it really safe for me?
Is it really safe for me?
Under the eye. I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
Under the nose. I'm not sure it's safe.
I'm not sure it's safe.
Chin point. No wonder I've been sabotaging.
No wonder I've been sabotaging.
Collarbone. I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
Under the arm. Not as much as before.
Not as much as before.
Top of the head. I feel better already.
I feel better already.
And I accept that I have this issue.
And I accept that I have this issue.
Good. We take a deep breath. We stick to the exact same topic we were on to make sure we're clear. And we test again. So, Amy, say out loud, I'm afraid to shine.
I'm afraid to shine.
Don't look at a different venue or anything else.
Nope. Still
where
got that same picture in my head. I'm a one and a half.
One and a half.
It really came down. Yeah. And okay. I know I need to tap on that memory as it came up.
Perfect.
Of the girl in middle school. So
if I had a dog.
We all have
person,
that girl in middle school, that mean
for
girl.
Every person who did that.
Yeah.
Now, some practitioners will make you get down to a zero. When you're down to a two or a one, you don't care. The issue does not matter
now.
In the same way. Again, some practitioners will force you to get down to zero. I don't care. At a two, at a three, if I've been at an eight with some concern and I'm at a three, are you kidding? Everything's different. I make the phone call. I pay the bill. You know, I do whatever it is that I need to do to progress and to move forward and to be more successful because it doesn't bother me. So if you even went from a 9 to a 7 or a 7 to a 5, a couple of points changes your vibration. Remember, your vibration is that mood and your overall feeling. And when that changes, when your energy and your feelings change, remember that your behavior has to follow. And that's what's so exciting about the results. People say, well, that's weird. I didn't expect to change my patterns and my eating habits, or I didn't expect to talk in the meeting differently than I did, or I didn't expect to get my website and brochures finally done, but I did. Yes, you did, because you changed the energy that supported your previous sabotage behavior.